The soundtrack in my head kicked into high gear as I stepped over the melted slag to tackle the next obstacle, a locked glass door that showed me the safety deposit boxes beyond. It was bulletproof to small arms, but lacked the thickness to stop heavy caliber rounds. Ferris couldn't help in taking apart the entire door like the vault, but that wasn't necessary. The locking mechanism was metal, and he could melt that quickly. And he did. I pushed open the door and began searching for box 517, the number I'd been given. I found it on the left and near the floor. It was a wide, shallow, flat one, with one lock for the customer's key and one lock for the bank's. With another assist from Ferris, both locks were dispatched, and I opened it, snatched out the slim three-ring binder inside, and shoved it into my camouflaged pack before anyone even stepped inside the vault. I kicked the box closed just as a couple of guards finally appeared at the melted vault door, peeking through and seeing the open glass door. One of them was a doughy dude, tall and pillowy, and the other was a hard-cut Latino. "Hello?" the puffy one said. "Anyone in there?" The fit guard assumed that someone was.
"You're on camera wherever you go in here. You can't hide."